Welcome to Workshop Wednesdays with Tony Gambone, where you will learn how to build your business and take it to the next level. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. Hey, it's the 10th of December already, folks. Can you believe it? Well, I guess you can. We did the Thanksgiving. We did the mad, crazy Black Friday. People are just filling the stores up like crazy. And what I want to reach out and talk to you about today is a little bit about what some of these solopreneurs and entrepreneurs and people in business in general are saying. Things are tough. There's no way to do business this time of the year. Well, that doesn't seem to be the complete truth. Because if you go to the store, if you go out in the traffic, you'll see that the people are out spending money like crazy. So don't allow that to stop you from moving forward through the rest of this year. Now, I know that we have probably about 20 days, 3 weeks maybe tops, and not all of them are work days. We have holiday in there. But the fact of the matter is, in business, every day we have to be working towards our goal. So I am not saying to work on Christmas or Christmas Eve or the day after Christmas, but I am saying to have a plan to work towards what it is that you're trying to complete this year. And maybe that is the year in general, or maybe it's the year coming. I'm not sure where you're at in your process. But the thing of it is what you have to remember is that it's really important that we stay on top of everything that we have going on in our world, in our business. So every week I like to talk to people about the different ways to do things in their business. I like to bring out different viewpoints on how it could help or maybe what you could do to be better at what you're already doing. A lot of times, it takes the opportunity of having a coach involved. And what I like to do on Workshop Wednesday is take you through the process by bringing in people to talk to you each week that will be able to explain ways to see different. Because, hey, we're always stuck at what we can see and only what we can see. And that's why sometimes having a mentor or a coach or an accountability partner, somebody in your world that's not related, hopefully, that can keep you on track. We can't always see what we can, above what we're doing. We can only see where we're standing and really not much further. I'm very big on the networking world. You know, Tough Talk Network is a company that we formed here 7 years ago. We have the radio side, and we have the business networking side. So I'm very passionate about helping people get the visibility that they deserve for what they're doing. So it's always important to know, if you want to be a guest and spread that opportunity to the world, what you're doing, go to workshop-wednesdays.com and register to be a guest. You can pick out a date that's convenient for you to be interviewed on the calendar that's provided. We're always looking forward to that. You can also go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and see the list of shows that are produced here weekly. Now, as I mentioned about the Tough Talk Business Network, it's a networking group that we have in chapters across the country. And yesterday we launched a new chapter in the College Station, Texas area. And for those of you from the Texas area, you know that's where Aggieland is, but it was a great turnout. And what I liked the most about it was the room was full with business owners that were looking to change the way they network in the year 2015. Now, everyone knows what they read about networking, and everyone complains what they don't get out of networking. But has anyone sat down and written down what it is they're supposed to do when they're networking? Are they being strategic about what groups they're going to? Are they looking to partner with people in those groups for specific reasons? Or are they just going there to have lunch and kind of have like a new hobby in their day? Maybe it's a break from what they're supposed to be doing. I'm not sure, but you as an individual know what it is that you're supposed to be getting out of networking or what you're trying to get. And if you're not sure, then maybe you need to do a little bit of homework on that. We all need to know where we're going and why. We all need to know who we can do business with and why. The fact that we can do business with anyone and everyone has nothing to do with our message. Okay, it has nothing to do about being strategic and building relationships and leveraging that into business. You have to be clear. You have to have a niche. It's really important to know what market you serve. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't help other people, but if you're going to be strategic in your planning on what you're going to do in your networking, you need to focus on what direction you need to be in. Okay, so every week I talk about the word gamble. Everyone that listens regularly knows that my background is 20 years in the casino business. So the word gamble comes in every different direction, and people say life's a gamble. But for me, I speak off that word because it stands for me for growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. And every week, you know, I pick out a word, and I climb up on that little box, and I give a challenge for everyone to take. Now, some people take the challenge, and they email me, and they give me the results, and I really enjoy that. And that's what I'm passionate about doing, is getting feedback. Even criticism works for me. It's like a compliment. As long as I'm getting a response, I know that people are listening. So the fact of the matter is, this week I want to talk about the word accountability. Because at this time of the year, it comes into play for a lot of things. A lot of things. And, you know, every day of our life, it should be in our role, in our vocabulary, it should be in our mind, it should be in our plan to be accountable for everything that we're doing from the time we get up to the time we go to bed and from the next day on and the next day on. But what is it that you try to be accountable for? Once again, it's important to understand what it is that you're trying to do. Whether you're raising a family, if you're a spouse, a partner, an employee, a corporate executive, or a business owner. Everything in life depends on your accountability to do what you're supposed to do and to be accountable for your actions and your words. I mean, it's really important. If you look at the news, you see that that doesn't go on very often. So when you can do things that will make your world better by being more accountable, you will find that you will achieve more things. You will find that your children and your workers and your coworkers and everyone around you will recognize it, and it might help them to be better at it. So this week, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pencil. I know, it's not a tablet. It's not your phone. Let's go old school. Let's take paper and pencil out. Let's write it down. What it is that you're trying to complete for 2014 and what it is you're trying to do in 2015. Write it down. Now, maybe it sounds crazy. Maybe you don't know if you can get there. Write it down. Step out of that comfort zone and write it down. Okay? And see the vision. And then work the plan. Maybe you need someone to help you with it. Hire a coach. How do you do that? Do your homework. Anymore, there's a coach in a lot of just about every corner, like convenience stores. They're everywhere. Now, that doesn't mean that that's wrong. What it does mean is that you have the opportunity to find a personality that will fit your personality. It will allow you to gain strength. It will allow you to find someone that you respect and what they're doing. Because if you don't look up to them, you're not going to really follow them. So take a shot at it. What do you got to lose? And hold yourself accountable to sticking to the plan. Maybe you need to finish up this year. Maybe you need to plan out next year. You know, I read a book from a guy I interviewed called The 12-Week Year. And he says that if you treat every quarter like it's the last quarter of the year, well, everybody understands that because we're running around like crazy right now trying to get all the results in, trying to get all the orders in, trying to make as much money as we can so we could justify why we're in business. But if you did that every quarter, geez, you might quadruple your amount of business in a year. It's just something to think about, folks. I can only give you the information. I'm not allowed to put a gun to your head to do it. But if you're smart, you'll hold yourself accountable to the actions that you want to take to receive better in the new year. Okay, so we have a great show today, as we always do. We have a guest today by the name of Chuck Blakeman, and he's an off-the-grid approach to business. Well, he has an off-the-grid approach to business that has been adopted thousands of business founders and leaders. He has bootstrapped 8 widely different businesses from the ground up, making every mistake possible along the way to some big wins. Now, we all know that if we're not making mistakes, we're not growing. If we're not growing, we're not doing anything. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to bring Chuck up. We're going to find out what he does, how he's gotten to where it is, some of the mistakes he's made along the way, and how he's turned them into big wins. So what I'd like you to do is stay tuned, fill up the coffee cup. We'll be right back here after this short break.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live It Choice choose to make a difference. Live It Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveitchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And we're here today on Workshop Wednesday. My name is Tony Gambone. And if you missed the beginning of the show, the word of the week is accountability. And the challenge is to make a list to finish up this year and start out next year and start being accountable for what it is that you want to do. Hire someone to help you with it. Find someone to help you with it. Figure it out. If you're having troubles in sales, it would be a good idea to read a book about sales, just saying. But anyway, so back to the show. I want to bring up my first guest. He's a gentleman by the name of Chuck Blakeman. And we mentioned in the beginning of the show that he has an off-the-grid approach to business. So, Chuck, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tony. It's great to be with you.
Chuck, before we dig into the things that you do and how you have done a lot of different things with a few different businesses, I'd like to find out where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
Originally from Ohio, and lived in Virginia for 8 or 9 years, then Connecticut for 8 or 9 years, and we've been here in Colorado for about 22 years now. And this is our permanent home going forward.
So that's a big change. You, what part of Colorado are you in?
We're just south of Denver, on the just right what we call the Front Range area. So we're
very
below
nice.
The mountains. We're where we get all the sun. The mountains get all the snow. We get all the sun. It's a great arrangement.
Yeah, kind of like that. Coming from the Northeast, that's nice. So,
yeah.
Chuck, you know, I read a little bit about your bio, and I want to mention for people that they can find your website, chuckblakemanspeaker.com, and it's about build a business you'll love and have a life, too. Now, I talk to business owners weekly in networking groups, teaching them how to build relationships, teaching them how to gain enjoyment, and when I seen this this tagline of yours, I thought, well, this will really be good because every time you talk to a business owner, they say, business is off, business is too busy, business is this, but no one seems to be having any fun at it because their life just seems to be all about the business. So when we talk about brilliant, mandatory, life-changing, it says that you have forever changed the way that you think about business and opened your eyes to a whole new life. So can we talk about how you've come to that?
Absolutely. Yeah, I built five or six businesses before I figured any of this out. I'm a real slow learner. And basically the difference is this. When in those first six businesses, I did things like website development, call centers, printing, direct mail, fulfillment, logistics, and even a leadership thing. And in every one of those, I had two intentions and one hope. My two intentions were to make money and to work hard and make money. And my hope was, I hope it all worked out. And the problem is, you always get what you intend, you never get what you hope. So I got, what I got out of that was hard work and some money, in some cases a lot of money, in some cases just enough to have an income. But I always got some money and I always got hard work because that's what I intended to get. It never worked out because I never intended for it to work. I just hoped it would work out. And there's all kinds of head trash in that goes all the way back to our industrial age and roots and all the ways we've learned to do work in the modern world that basically say you trade time for money. It's just one of the assumptions we make. If you want to make a lot of money, you work a lot of time. That's actually true up front, but it's not true for making money. It's just true for starting a company. If you want to start a company, you work a lot of time. But the fact is, we all know we run out of time. You've got 168 hours of that stuff, and that's it. So the thing that the light bulb that went on for me in this business, when I started my seventh business, I looked at it and said, I'm going to build a business this time. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to require that my business give me two things. In the past, I'd always ask my business to give me one thing, money. And you get what you intend. This time I intended for it to give me two things, time and money. Your business should give you both resources, time and money. And most businesses only give us one, and the only reason it only gives us the one is because that's all we ask for. So in this business, I decided I was going to have this business give me both time and money. We were going to make more money in less time. The business was going to grow every bit as fast as any of the others, if not faster. And at the same time, I was going to somehow get a life in the first 3 to 5 years. So we set that goal, and 4 years into the business, we took what we call a business maturity date vacation, where our business was mature enough to where we could get away from it for 4 weeks, and it made money without us. And now I take every Monday and every Friday off. I take the last week of every month off, and I take a month a year. I started out with my goal as a day a week a month, in a month a year, and I ended up with 2 days a week. And that's 73% of the work year. Now, I don't take that all off. I don't go on vacation all that time because I'm an incurable entrepreneur. But what I do is instead of trying to solve problems and get buried in my business, I have the opportunity to actually lead, to write, to think, to go ride my bike and get my head clear, to go on vacation if I want to. So I can choose what to do every Monday, every Friday, the last week of every month. And I can decide what to do at that time, whether I needed to rejuvenate or dive in and answer questions in my business. And that has revolutionized the way I do things. Just asking my business, requiring that my business to give me both time and money has changed the way I do business. And now we work with business owners. We have two businesses right now. One of them is working with business owners all over the world, helping them figure out how to get their businesses, give them both time and money, not just money. And we've got businesses on three continents now, three what we call 3 to 5 clubs, helping people get a mature business in 3 to 5 years. And that's something we're working through. We've got clubs in Europe and Africa and here in the United States, Canada, and around the U.S. Where we're developing groups of business owners who get together and work with a facilitator in groups of 15 to 24 twice a month to get this idea into their heads and into their businesses so they can get a life.
So it's, I'm going to play the other side of the coin here for a second, Chuck, because as a business owner, that sounds like something I want to do. But as a business owner, I'm thinking, well, man, if I take off Monday and Friday, that means there's only 3 days that I'm going to work. And how? I mean, that takes a lot of faith that what you're going to do is going to work. When you first took that step, was it a life-threatening situation that made you do that, or you just decided that's what you were going to do one day when you woke up?
Yeah, no, it wasn't life-threatening, but what it was I was sick. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Then I wasn't going to do it anymore, and either I was going to figure this out or I was going to stop doing businesses like this because it wasn't working for me. So I call it coming to the end of myself. I think everybody has to come to the end of themselves at some point and say, okay, I can't do this. I can't perpetuate this model any longer. 50% of businesses are supposed to fail in 5 years, and 80% are supposed to fail in 10 years. I don't believe either one of those statistics. Those businesses are no longer around. But the reason they're no longer around isn't because the business failed. It's because the business owner got tired. And then they stopped paying attention to something they knew they had to do. And that something, or those two or three somethings, are what put their business under. But it was because they got tired. So it wasn't a life-threatening situation to me. It was just I can't do this anymore. I'm not going to live this way anymore. The American dream doesn't work. Because the assumption coming out of the industrial age is if you make a buttload of money, you'll somehow be happy. Well, I tried it. And I know a lot of people have tried it. And if you make money and you don't have time, you're rich, but you're not wealthy. And the difference is simply this. Wealth requires freedom. And freedom is the ability to choose what to do with both my time and my money. I know some very rich people who have no freedom. They are hostages to their businesses, and they have buttloads of money, but they can't enjoy that boat they own because they don't have time. I know some other people who don't have a lot of money who have freedom. They're wealthy because they have both time and money, and they can take off when they need to, and they have enough money to do what they want to do. So they're wealthy. So my objective here was to become wealthy. And it wasn't a risk up front. It was just more of an ultimatum to myself. But, yeah, it was scary. That didn't make it not scary. And you don't do it all at once. For the first year in my business, I worked differently this time. Every time I start a business, I work my butt off. But this time I did it for a different reason, which changed everything. Every business I started, I worked 7 days a week the first year, and this one was no different. In 2007, I worked 7 days a week to get this thing off the ground. But I call it being ambitiously lazy. I wanted to work as hard as I could up front to put together the right business model that would give me time and money as fast as possible. And I knew in order to do that, I had to work my butt off up front. So 7 days the first week, 6 days the second week, and with some full weekends off during that second year. And then the third year, I started taking a Friday off here and there. By the fourth year, I was getting a lot of Fridays in a few weeks. And then by the fifth year, at the end of the fourth year, we took our business maturity day vacation, went away for a month. The business made money without us, and now we have a day a week a month, and a month a year to get up in the morning and say, what do I want to do today? So it's a progression, Tony. It's something you have to work toward. And there's a lot of head trash around this that I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that's exactly. And, you know, you mentioned a word. I teach a course, and I talk to people, as I mentioned, to business owners. And one of the things I teach them is don't say the word money. It freaks everybody out. It makes them stress out. The word I like to go towards, and you said it perfectly, is freedom. I want the freedom to do what I want when I want to do it, and I don't want anything to hold me back. And in order to do that, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, you got to have a plan, and you got to have someone hold your feet to the fire, because as an individual, as a human being, and I'm sure you're in the same boat, this wasn't something that you could commit to every day without a little bit of help.
So, you know, my first book was called Making Money is Killing Your Business. It was the number one rated business book of 2010, and it's about this subject. And it's absolutely the case. We were taught by the industrial age nonsense factory system that we're supposed to chase money, that money would change everything. The fact is that money is simply a resource. Both time and money are nothing but resources. Freedom is what you create when you have both. And everybody wants freedom. Everybody thinks they want money because, and we don't have time to go into it today, but there's a lot of head trash nonsense around the idea that the factory system gave us that if you have a lot of money, you'll be happy. But it's just a resource. And so, yeah, you're correct about talking about the real motivation. It's one of the reasons we named the book Making Money is Killing Your Business, because people think incorrectly they're in business to make money. And what we've learned over years and years and years of working with business owners is that making money is not an enduring vision. And it's because money is simply a resource. The question is, why do you want money? If you can answer that question, people who have a business, people who are in business to make money rarely make a lot of it. People who are in business to do something bigger than make money are the ones who are usually successful. And freedom is one of those things that's bigger than making money. Why do I want money? Because I want freedom. Well, money is one of the two things you need in order to create freedom. And if you're chasing freedom, you're much more likely to make money. So good for you for teaching it that way. I think you're on the right track. We call it in that book, Making Money is Killing Your Business, we call it the big why. Everybody needs a big why, and most business owners are simply in survival mode. I got to pay my freaking mortgage. I don't know what my big why is. I don't have time for that nonsense. Well, the problem with that mode is that you will be paying your mortgage for the next 30 years because you don't know why you want to pay your mortgage. And when you get the big why, when you get the big why, you run right past your mortgage. It's like, of course I have to pay my mortgage. That's one of the things I need to do on the way to my big why. And you end up making a lot more money. So totally with you. Freedom is worth that. Time and money are just resources to get you there.
Okay, so on your website, and I posted all this, and all my listeners know that you can find it on Tough Talk Radio Facebook page or Tony Gambone Facebook page. There is a lot of different things that you can get together from. You can follow Chuck on Twitter. You can find both of his books. You can find his website that we mentioned in the beginning, ChuckBlakemanSpeaker.com. Also, there's the Crank. Yes. So let's talk about
Before we do that, Tony, I just want to mention one of the great resources for small business owners that we have is my blog, and it's just ChuckBlakeman.com. So ChuckBlakemanSpeaker.com, that gives you all the stuff about me and how you can hire me and all that stuff, but ChuckBlakeman.com is a great resource for people. And then I do a weekly Inc. column on Inc.com, and you can just Google ChuckBlakemanInc.com and I'll come up. And that's another great resource for people. They don't have to pay anything for that. If you read my blog, you never have to hire me.
Interesting. I like the way you said that, because most people are on these radio shows to sell. And they're the people that are what you were talking about. They're more interested in making money than freedom.
Yep.
And sometimes when you offer people freedom, it allows them to come back and do business with you, because we all want to purchase something. We don't know what it is, but none of us want to be sold anything. So that's a great way to do it, I think. I mean, that's awesome. I like that. So
Zig Ziglar was right. If you help enough other people get to their goals, you'll get to yours. And so my big why, my life vision, is to live well by doing good. And I figure that if I do good, if I really work hard to serve other people and make them successful, I will likely make a lot of money doing that, because I have no – it's not my motivation to make money. My motivation is to help you. And if what I'm offering you doesn't help you, then please don't buy it. But I'm going to give you just about everything you need, and at some point you might want to actually buy something from me too. That's great. It'll all work out in the end.
You know, I find it it's, you know, I started reading Zig Ziglar about 7 years ago. I was in a life-threatening situation. I had to reinvent what I did for a living, and I got into this world that I'm in now. So I started reading books like Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and John Maxwell and all these different types of leaders. And then I started reading the Bible and found out who the original networker was that quoted, "You reap what you sow." And so it's really funny, you know, how that really works. And if you stay committed to gaining freedom that way, it just shows up unexplainably. You will get business by helping others. I mean, it's just a fact.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those unexplainable eternal truths that people will nod their heads at it and they believe it in their head, but they don't quite believe it in their hearts when it comes to the practice of it. And when you get to where you believe it with your heart, then it comes out in the way you actually live life. So, for instance, my second book, you can find the entire book in short version, 21 different days. In 21 days, I blogged all 21 chapters of my second book on ChuckLakeman.com. You don't even have to buy my book. If you want to, you can buy a longer version, but I guarantee you get 90% of it just from reading that blog. And that's the kind of stuff that I think really helps people. And then there are people who need us at a much deeper level that will hire us, and we're doing just fine serving people and knowing that it'll come back around to us in the long run.
Okay. So, Chuck, tell me about 3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5 Club is something that I built. My deepest motivation in life is a statement I read by another guy 40 years ago, and he said this: why do what others can and will do when there's so much to be done that others can't or won't do? And as an entrepreneur, when people tell me things can't be done, my antenna goes up and I start doing them. That's why I ended up in so many wildly different businesses, from landscaping to web development to leadership development and logistics and all kinds of stuff, because people told me I couldn't do them. Well, one of the things that I've heard for 30 years, you've heard it too, I'm sure, is there's no money helping small business owners. You can't make a real good living helping small business owners. And what I've seen for a few decades is people get fired or they quit and they become a coach or some kind of consultant, and they'll start with small business owners because those are the only ones they'll hire because they have no track record. And they'll say, I'm a small business coach, or I'm a small business advocate, or I'm a small business fill in the blank. But as soon as some giant corporation hires them, they disappear, because that's where the money is. So 3 to 5 Club, in 2006, when I decided to commit the rest of my life to helping business owners and CEOs and founders and leaders figure this out, we spent 3 years, Tony, trying to figure out how to build a business model where we and many other people could make a real good living helping small business owners, and they would actually get stuff that helps them. And 3.5 years later, from 2006 through early part of 2010, really, we developed this model and launched it in April 2010. And now there's 3 to 5 clubs on three continents, and about to put one in Beijing again. We had one there. Want to put another one there. And we haven't done a thing to market this stuff. And 3 to 5 clubs are clubs of 24 business owners maximum, get together twice a month to have a professional facilitator, someone who has already owned a business and woken up in the middle of the night in cold sweats, just like everybody else. So these are not teachers. These are people who are going to be able to guide you. And we find these business owners around the world and train them to become 3 to 5 club facilitators. They put business owners in them twice a month to give them a very clear syllabus on how to build a successful business and get off the treadmill, time and money. And we've got business owners who have been in the original club that we started in April of 2010. We still have people from that club who are in it today, 4.5 years later. And we've got 16 clubs here in Denver, quite a few others along the Front Range, and then scattered around the U.S. just here and there, not many yet. Got them in Ireland, got 3 different ones in Ireland, got 2 or 3 different ones in Kenya. And again, these are just people who read my first book, found us, and said, hey, I want to do this. We brought them to Denver, trained them, and off we go. So 3 to 5 Club is we now have hundreds of business owners around the world, and we're close to thousands, who can say that for 15 or 20 years I never got a life. And after 15 years of being in business, say at $500,000 a year, I'm now doing $1 million a year, and I get 2.5 or 3 months a year off that I never got in the past. In some of the bigger cases, Tony, we've got a company that was 75 people. The two business owners were in business for 18 years in a $9 million business and got 2 weeks off, not 2 weeks a year, 2 weeks in 18 years. That's all they took off. 2.5 years later, now that they've gotten involved in this stuff, their business has gone from $9 million to $16 million, and the two business owners now take 4.5 months each every year. They're no smarter than they were 2.5 years ago. They just changed their intention. So that's what 3 to 5 Club is all about, is helping people see clearly that their business actually can give them time and money, helping them develop what we call a business maturity date, 3 to 5 years out, and then have them run toward that with some very clear metrics and some very clear tools and methodologies for how to get there. And that's transformative. That's what changes people's worlds.
I like that. You have a lot of great stuff. So would this be something that people would recognize more as a mastermind group?
Yeah, I think that's a fancy term for it. This is bigger than a lot of mastermind groups at 24 people. We cap it at that. I've had masterminds in the past that were 5, 6, 8, 10 people. But with 24 people, you have a real good mix of people where in 24 people, you're going to find 3 or 4 or 5 that you really click with. And that's going to become sort of a little subgroup where you guys will get together, work on the assignments, that sort of thing. And so that's why we have 24 people in each group. But, yep, it's a mastermind. That's a good way to put it.
Well, I'm always teaching in networking settings that business owners need to joint venture with other business owners and build relationships and sit down and have conversation on how they could help each other just by what you might be good at, I might not. And what I might be good at, you might not. But we both might need the same stuff, so it would be helpful to build those relationships. And you've taken that into a bigger setting, which allows different personalities to group together to gain success out of those groups. I really like that idea.
Okay. So let's not gloss over that. Excuse me. That's real important. Pardon me. The thing we tell business owners, Tony, I'm a recovering rugged individual. So I went through 5 or 6 businesses thinking I needed to have this all figured out, and I didn't want anybody to know that I actually was making this up as I go along. It took me a long time to figure out I needed other people. And that's one of the tragedies of business in America. We've got this rugged individualism thing that just craters us. 3 to 5 Club and any other kind of a mastermind like this is a place where you can say 3 magic words. I don't know. There's nowhere else in business where you can be transparent and say, I have no clue what I'm doing. And I can tell you, Tony, I'm in my 9th business, and I still don't know what I'm doing. We're making this up as we go along. I know 1,000 things I shouldn't do now. I know 4 or 5 things I should do, but for the most part, I don't know what I'm doing. Nobody does. And we need that input. We need somewhere where we can go be transparent and say, I don't have this figured out. I'm in trouble, whatever it is. And that's the biggest benefit of being in any group like that. When you get in with a group of 24 other business owners, especially when they don't know anything about your business, that's even better. If you're the only software guy in there, that's best, because this isn't about software. 70%+ of business is generic. Everybody needs marketing, sales, accounting, operations, the whole thing. And you get in with people who aren't like you, and they will have answers you'd never thought of in your life. So that mastermind concept really is important for people. I'd encourage every one of your listeners to run out after this and find yourself a mastermind group of some sort, 3 to 5 Club or otherwise.
Yeah, it is important. So we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back, and we've got a few more questions before we wrap up this interview. But please stay tuned, and I just want to make sure that if you go to Tough Talk Radio on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's everywhere as right now, how you can find out more about connecting with Chuck Blakeman. So we'll be right back after this here short break.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net. If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Okay, welcome back to Workshop Wednesday. My name is Tony Gambone, and I'm the host of the show every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Standard Time. You can find out more by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com for the list of shows. You can go to toughtalknetwork.com and find out everything we do over here on this side of the country. But we're always looking forward to meeting people that are bringing important information and education on what they do to the airwaves. So, Chuck, before the break, we covered a lot of territory, yeah. And you know, one of the things that I've found in my 58 plus years here is that you have to make a lot of mistakes to enable yourself to be better. And making the same mistake over and over is just probably called being stuck on stupid. But making something out of the mistakes that you make, I feel as though is called education. And when we see someone that says that they've made every mistake possible along the way to some big wins, do you agree that unless you're making mistakes, you're not really heading in the right direction?
Yeah, I really do. In fact, one of my future books is pretty much done. We have to kind of rewrite it a little bit, but it'll be out in the next couple of years, if not sooner. And it's called Bad Plans Carried Out Violently: How Real Leaders Lead and Succeed in the Real World. And it's all about that idea that we need to be making mistakes and making them fast. As Zuckerberg used to say, move fast and break things. If you're not breaking stuff, you're not moving fast enough. And the research that I've done on this is that basically the most successful people do not wait until they have the full idea figured out. They have the germ of an idea in the first few steps, and then they get moving. Because planning never creates movement. Movement creates the plan. And it's the process of of doing this thing that people call making mistakes, which that by itself is a mistake. We need to stop calling them that, because that makes people afraid of them. But they're learning experiences. We're just getting better. Michael Jordan said, I never regretted a single shot I took. I simply learned from them. So they weren't mistakes. They were learning opportunities. If you, like you said, Tony, if you see it as a mistake, you're likely not to learn from it. You're probably just going to go get drunk. The same thing is true. The same thing's true with a real victory. If you think that what you did was really easy and you were just lucky, you're probably going to go get drunk. And neither situation will you learn from. So we got to stop looking at mistakes and not mistakes and good and bad and all this. And we need to look at respond to every situation in life with one response: fascinating. Because if you're fascinated, you're learning. And we say this all the time. Knowledge comes from education, and knowledge is worthless. People say knowledge is power. That's not true. If knowledge was power, librarians would rule the world. They don't. Knowledge comes from education. Wisdom is what you want. Wisdom rules the world, and wisdom comes from experience. And the only way you get wise is getting beat up. And it's not, you know, the old adage, it's not how many times you get knocked down. You just have to get up one more time and you got knocked down and you win. And so we couldn't emphasize that enough. These aren't mistakes. It's just us learning, and we're getting better all the time. Turn victory and defeat into practice. That's the key mindset here. Stop thinking in terms of this was bad and this was good. Just call it all practice, and everything's fascinating. If you felt like it was bad, then you're fascinated because you want to figure out how to never repeat that. If you felt like it was good, you're fascinated because you want to figure out how to do that all the time. And that's going to make you wise. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck on stupid, just like you said.
I like that. It's important. And, you know, I try very hard to participate, and it's not the easiest thing in life. But your words, you know, what comes out of your mouth is definitely what's going to take place. And, you know, sometimes people think they're being smart by just thinking it and not saying it. That's even worse, because then you can't recognize that you made that mistake. So it's really important to stay positive. So I guess it really takes us back to in the beginning what I was talking about, maybe about having a plan and holding yourself accountable to the plan. And in that plan, being positive, not accepting a something that didn't work as a mistake, but just as a way to look at it differently, because usually it's just a little bit of a shift. People say you have to change your beliefs, and that makes people freak out. I tell them all you have to do is make a little bit of a shift, and enough shifts makes a whole change. So, you know, it's very easy to be overwhelmed. So what is one of the things that you would give people as a tip for 2015 to stay on the right path? What is that one thing you want them to make sure to write down?
Yeah, the number one thing they should write down, it's actually two parts, so I'm going to cheat, and I'm going to give you a 1A and 1B. Number one is, where am I? Which means take a good inventory of what 2014 was like. And when I say where am I, it should be questions like, what are my abilities? What am I good at? What's my leadership like? What's my management like? What's my technical skills? What am I good at? What's the psychometric profile tell me? And then what does my business look like after 2014? How much revenue did we have? How much profit? How much did we grow? What mistakes did we make that we can call practice? And what victories did we have that we could call practice? Do a self-assessment of where you are, and then that's the second most important thing you'll do. The most important thing you'll do is then, after you've done that, ask yourself, where do I want to be at the end of 2015? He who aims at nothing hits it every time. And most people are aiming at nothing. They're just going through the motions, trying to pay their mortgage, getting through survival mode, and making money. And making money is killing your business. Figure out what you want. We call it utter clarity about what you want by the end of 2015 in terms of your revenue, your profit, your time, your personal money, your personal time. How much time and money do you want at the end of 2015, and what skills you'll develop, what things you're really good at that you'll be making sure you're emphasizing. And probably one of the most important pieces of this exercise will be, what are all the dumb things I'm doing right now that somebody else would be better at? And make a list of those things that will help you get to that goal, and then start picking away at them for the next year, one a week or one a month or whatever you have to. Give those things to other people who would be better at them. But if you don't know where you're going, congratulations, you've already arrived. But if you know where you're going, you got a much better shot of getting there. So figure out where you want to go, have utter clarity about it, and then figure out what is the next one or two things I have to do to start getting there and get moving.
Very good stuff. Very good stuff. And it really starts with people making a choice. And that means taking the first step. And if you're out there and you don't understand what the first step may be, how can they find you, Chuck? How can they get in touch with you to take advantage of your services?
ChuckBlakemanSpeaker.com. We will do workshops and speaking engagements and one-to-ones with people and all that sort of stuff. We've got 6 people on our team full-time and about 12 part-time. And so we definitely would love to connect with people there, and then they can also buy the books, Making Money is Killing Your Business and Why Employees Are Always a Bad Idea. And then if they want business advisory, they can check out cranksetgroup.com. That's our business advisory wing to help them build a better business together.
And don't forget, if you're listening to the show, thinking the 3-to-5 club is very cool. I mean, I'm thinking that's something that everyone should inquire about. It's got my interest, because what's better than getting together with a bunch of like-minded business owners that are trying to improve their business and are willing to talk openly and honestly about the way things are going? I think that's what will empower other business owners to grow their business and not give up in the 5 to 10 year period.
And Tony, we're making a push on that in 2015. Again, we haven't done a thing to push 3-to-5 clubs, and yet we have people finding us. But at this point, we are actively looking for good facilitators who have run a business, made a lot of mistakes, and want to learn how to become a facilitator and grow their own groups and make a good living off of this stuff. So, if you have listeners who are interested in becoming facilitators, They can email us at grow@cranksetgroup.com, and Krista Valentine will walk them through what they need to know to become a facilitator, because we believe 3-to-5 clubs should be in every small and major city in the world, and we don't care how long it takes, we're going to get them out there.
Well, Chuck, I really appreciate your time. Your information is awesome. I know that if you just tuned into the show late, okay, you can come back to toughtalkradionetwork.com. In about 30 minutes will be another show coming on. Well, Chuck will be one of the guests on that show as well. So make sure that if you didn't catch all of the show, or even if you did, come back on, call into the show, 347-989-1363. Connect with Chuck Blakeman. And, Chuck, we just wish you a very happy holiday and a very successful new year. And we look forward to getting you back on the show.
Very cool. Tony, this has been fun. We'll come back on anytime.
Thanks, pal. You have a great holiday, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, folks, we're going to take a short break, come back, and wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this here short message.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. My name is Tony Gambone. We had a great show, as we always do, every Wednesday from 10:30 to 11:30 Central Time. Today's guest, Chuck Blakeman, and you can learn more about Chuck by going to, well, you can just find him at chuckblakemanspeaker.com, and you can find a lot of different ways. Crankset Group, 3 to 5 Club, it keeps on going, folks. It's really a great opportunity. He has books that you can purchase, and he has opportunities you can learn more about. So make sure to connect with Chuck. Make sure to stay tuned here in another 30 minutes. We're going to be coming on the air again live through the Tough Talk Radio Network with a group, with a show called Legal Eagle and the Coach. You'll get to have the opportunity to listen to David Altenburn, the Legal Eagle, and the coach, Brian Kaiser. And Chuck Blakeman is going to be one of their guests as well, along with Robert Graft. Now, this is going to be an opportunity for you to gain access to more information. So if you're in that mood where you're going to grow the rest of this year and continue growing next year, make sure you take a tip from what you heard today. You have to make mistakes in order to get there. So when you make that mistake, don't quit. Just dig in and figure out what to do to get past it and take advantage of the knowledge that you learn through that mistake. Also, remember that we are always interested in your feedback, so you can get me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. The word of the day is accountability. The challenge of the week is to be accountable for the actions the rest of this year and plan out for next year. I also want to mention, if you're looking to be a participant in Share Your Message with the World Part 2, the new book coming out in March, I need to hear from you. Tony@TonyGambone.com will get you that opportunity. Or you go to ShareYourMessageWithTheWorld.com and click on the tab that says Opportunities, and you'll see it. Also, make sure to go to Lessons from Las Vegas. I'm sorry, wrong one. Go to From Las Vegas to the Promised Land, promise with a D, okay, promisedland.com, and check out my new book that came out. It might allow you to understand the value of telling your story and to know that you can overcome any adversities that you come up against. Tune in next week, and we hope that you have a great week this week, and take it easy in the shopping centers. Make sure to allow someone to go ahead of you. Don't run them all over. Black Friday is over. That's the end of our show for today, and I look forward to talking with you next week. Have a great week.
This has been another edition of Workshop Wednesdays, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.